This is Naked Astronomy with me, Greer Jackson, and today, is anybody out there? I want to just take a step back for a minute to absorb what Neil and Jim have said. So intelligent life may not be all that common, and there doesn't seem to be much of an evolutionary advantage to being intelligent anyway. Locomotion or razor-sharp vision seems to be, logically, much higher priority. Maybe there are just loads of planets around other stars doing fine without intelligence. On this line of thought, then, life itself may be abundant, but not broadcasting its presence to the rest of the universe. Or maybe we're just worms on the street to other extraterrestrials who've been evolving intelligence over billions of years, renegading humanity from its pedestal. Both pretty sobering thoughts. But what would it mean to discover that we weren't alone? Because given the astronomical size of the universe, we're unlikely to ever meet it. So does it really matter? Jim Al-Khalili again.
I used to think that it would render world religions obsolete. Certainly those religions that their philosophy, ideology is about us humans being special and being created by a divine being that created us in his image. And, you know, all the stuff, you know, for example, in the Abrahamic religions, is that all sort of thrown up in the air if we discover that we're not special? But I think talking to other people, I'm now inclined to agree with them that religions are probably more versatile than I thought. They would roll with this punch. In the same way that the more enlightened religions are quite happy to have acknowledged that the Earth isn't the centre of the universe, post Copernicus and Galileo. So I think discovering life elsewhere won't do away with religions, but it will certainly, I think, change our perception of our place in the universe in a far more profound way than I think people think now. And I just use it as an example, the false alarm back in the late 90s of discovery of the fossilized microbe on Mars. Bill Clinton went out on the White House lawn and said this will be the most significant discovery in the history of mankind. Well, you know, I wouldn't disagree with him there. I think it would be profoundly important.
Perhaps just let's not hold our breath.
but let's get on with doing other things at the same time as well. Let's not just twiddle our thumbs. There's plenty else we can be doing as well.